What's up, friends and family? How you doing out there?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man? How's your week been?
Oh, it's too hot.
It's too hot?
I want to die. Look at my face. It's so shiny. This part of my face right here is so shiny. Because there's a layer of, like, just soot from the
soot?
Fucking heat.
I don't think
I've been burned all day.
I feel like soot is for something that's, like, burned.
Me.
So, like, you're saying your skin has been roasted to the point
that
it has turned to ash on your skin?
Yep.
That's pretty intense.
And that ash is shining.
Ash on skin. Great metal band name. Hey, Morris, what's up, man? How you doing? Hey, guys. It's the Seth Colby Show. I'm Seth Colby. There you go. Now you know who we are.
Ta-da.
Don't need to repeat it.
We
for the audio people, but we will have to repeat it for everybody else.
Yep.
Welcome, guys. It is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We are here.
We're here.
We're talking about stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about things.
We're talking
which apparently
about
I stole.
Monkeys.
I stole that, apparently.
I don't know.
Okay, here's...
I remember... Okay, Men of Wit.
Can I give some backstory?
It's in Men of Wit.
All right, here's the backstory. All right. Our friend Tone, all right, has a podcast,
mm-hmm.
all right, called The Unofficial Podcast, which he named after himself before he decided to change his name to Tone. And he started his latest episode, which I don't recommend you watch, with we talk about stuff and things and stuff, which, if you don't know, is kind of like our thing.
Our thing.
I mean, it's our thing. Like, why? Yeah, I thought it was our. Like, I didn't. No quotes. I thought it was our thing.
Yeah, no. You're wrong about that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm wrong. Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I know it was in Men of Wit.
Can we do some show research? Where's it at in Men of Wit? Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay, where's it at?
It's in the investigation.
Okay. Let's go look up that one.
That's when he's talking to the sleuths.
I was really hoping it would pop up there in the...
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you're typing here, definitely gonna work.
Men of Wit YouTube. Here we go, dude.
Oh, there you go. It's probably...
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Very bottom.
Dude, my SEO is so good, all right?
Oh, is it?
It is the best. Okay. No, talking to the sleuths.
This is the wrong episode, you dumb shit.
Didn't I click on the investigation?
No, you didn't. You clicked on play all.
Well, it's too bad I didn't have it on the screen. There's no proof that I was wrong, so I'll blame you. Okay, is it in this scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where in the scene.
We're gonna have to watch this whole horrid scene.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what Colby did in his life while I was in Manhattan. So
I
just
miss doing this, man. Why is it so?
Dude, it's your.
No, that's clear as shit, man. I don't know what's going on with your internet.
Yeah, what is going on?
YouTube's shitting a brick.
Well, we only need the audio.
Give us some answers. You had the Huffle Truffle and went down last night, and I need to know it. Me and my boy here gonna interrogate you.
The Huffle Truffle? Is that what?
I need you two
okay.
to give me your whole entire truthful story right now.
Okay, so just for some background for people who don't know what's going on, which is, let me check.
Everyone.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. This man here is Dylan. He's very funny. He's very witty. And I think he's dead. He's dead, isn't he? Didn't he die?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think he actually is dead.
No, he's alive.
The person next to him is Tone.
Yeah, it is.
What was he going by during this period of his life? Do you know what you were calling him during
this? Was neckbeard time.
Right.
Yeah, this was country
penal. So you were calling him neckbeard or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Against his will, I'm guessing. Unlike Tone, which is what he actually wants to be called,
hey,
right?
Hey, Antonio, bathrooms need cleaned again. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Tell me what you know.
I don't know why it's trash.
You were
I don't know.
In the park and Chelsea said you were a slut.
Great audio, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she did.
Hey, man, we're in a garage.
I don't give a shit who Chelsea is. I need to know why Newman is dead. I need to know how it happened. I need to know when, why, and where.
Okay, so for some backstory here, we're 3 minutes into this short?
Yeah.
Short film?
Piece of shit. Yeah.
Colby played a dead body.
Yep.
But they didn't change his name, so nope. They're still calling him Newman. Dylan is playing the lead investigator, I guess, who's stuck in the 30s?
Yes.
Okay, and Tone is just there because he hung out with them.
Yep.
And they had to do something with him.
Yep.
So he's also like a junior detective or something. And they're interviewing the sleuths. Who were in the area? Is that
witnesses to the crime?
Witnesses to the crime. Okay.
How did he die?
Who's Newman?
If you don't mind, I'd like to hear between both my clients. I would like to represent them both.
David's the lawyer.
Okay, so the man in the middle, that's David.
That is a very drunk lawyer.
He's also dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
for sure.
I thought he was also dead.
Yeah.
Lizzie over there on the left is still good friends with Tone.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the podcast that is in question for stealing our intro that we might have stolen.
So is Maddie right there.
Okay, apparently so is the other girl, mm-hmm. who I don't recognize at all.
Madison.
Okay.
This fine lady on my left.
It's a legal precedent. Calm down.
You mind if I smoke?
Shut up.
One time in Manhattan, David tried to pick up a tranny.
Go ahead. Now listen. Here's the problem. Your lawyer may be here to defend you, but I need to know things. I need to know stuff as well.
There you go.
And you know things, and I'm pretty sure that you know stuff.
Objection.
That was it.
All right. I mean, that's kind of similar. Kinda. I could see how we would steal it. Like, I could be inspired by it, I guess.
Yeah. That was the first time I ever heard things and stuff. And
I do, quite often yell, "He's a papa," or "Law and order."
Law and order.
Which only four people on the planet understand those references. They're all from that terrible short film, which I recommend you immediately go watch.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's an Indulge Studios production. It's high quality.
It's one of their
a Newman company.
It
Indulge Studio, a Newman company. It's like three companies in one.
I tarnished our family name with that.
You absolutely did, yeah. Especially since you spelled Indulge wrong. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget it.
I was going for the wit, man.
No, I don't think you were.
No, initially I thought I spelled it correctly.
Yes, here's what happened, as I remember it.
Yeah.
You're 16, 17 years old.
Yep.
I'm going through the phase of my life where I don't want it to be called Duo anymore because Duo sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's terrible. No one knows how to spell it. It's DEWOH.com. It's the worst. It still is. I don't know why I play this. It's just for nostalgia. It shouldn't exist.
I don't know.
Okay? It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Taylor, this is actually kind of what she says proves why we're such good friends. So he comes into the office. He's like, "I solved our Duo problem." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, what'd you do?" He's like, "I got a new name, Indulge Studios." And I'm like, "Okay, I like it. That's a cool name." And then I looked up the domain, because that's the number one thing you do when you get a new name.
I thought I already bought it.
You did already buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I went and checked the domain to see if it was available. INDELGE or whatever.
I was like, no, that's not it.
That's not how you spell it. And then I'm like, "No, that's how you spell it, man." He's like, "Well, I already registered the domain, and I spelled it with an E." And I'm like, that doesn't solve any of our problems.
It doesn't.
Because you have to tell people how to spell it.
It makes it worse.
It doesn't make it worse. It's just a lateral move.
Yeah.
Going from one word no one knows how to spell to another word that no one knows how to spell. Duo, Indulge. Okay, both words people know. No, you don't. You spell it differently. All right? That's how we lived our lives back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Indulge, and he owned that domain name, so I guess he's just like, whatever, we'll just make this Indulge. And he bought some canned intro effect for After Effects and just typed Indulge into it. That's what I imagined he did. And then you said a Newman company, which is weird because Newman was never a company.
What is now?
Like, Indulge, a Newman company,
it's
implies that.
It's a Newman's company.
Does anyone who's named Newman come in and just take ownership of it if they want?
Technically.
It's like a trade. Like, you can just, hey, Steve, hey, Jason.
It could go either way, man.
Bob.
I could sell it to another Newman if he wanted it.
Hey, Bob Newman. No, I think they just get it. It's a Newman's company. They can just, it's theirs. They have right to it. What about guys whose first name is Newman?
Hey, Newman.
Newman. Yeah.
Yeah, that would work too.
Oh, man. All I'm saying is that those are good times, and he still, I think, stole it from us.
No.
He says it just like I say it. It's a show that talks about stuff and things, and occasionally things and stuff.
Oh, Pinellas
stole
it. Yes.
No, Dylan absolutely came up with that, and I'm totally fine with giving Dylan credit where credit is due. He's a smart man. May he rest in peace. But, like, Pinella ripped it off from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've said it many, many times. You steal from me, you're stealing twice. Which also, I stole that phrase. So if you steal that phrase, you're actually stealing three times. For the record. So, I'm not really mad that he stole it from us, but at the same time, how dare he? How dare he?
Dude, he probably didn't even wittingly do it.
No, he definitely didn't.
Dumb brain came up.
I mean, honestly, we should take it as a compliment that he's been listening to the show enough that stuck in his head.
That's true.
You know, we should just put in subliminal messages into our show to convince people to do things.
Stop, but no.
Stop cutting your own hair.
You know, just like that. Stop doing podcasts. Just stop it. No one watches. They're not funny. It makes me cringe.
I can't make it through them.
I can't either. I turn them off.
I try.
I do.
I don't try that
I've
hard,
done.
If I'm being honest, but...
The only way I make it any amount of time into them is, like, if I leave them on while doing other things.
I haven't...
I slept during one of the episodes.
I'm gonna regret saying this. Okay. Mm. I'm gonna drink.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many women on his show. I can't take all the cackling hens. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I did a show with Katrina and Chris on the internet. Me and two women, plus Matthew, that's three women, plus Cameron, that's 3.5. All right? I've done a lot of shows with women. That show, oh my God, which sounds a lot like this show, actually, in retrospect, but it's all in these high-pitched women voices. Just a lot of women just talking all the time, you know, and I just...
Well, the problem is, I could probably do it if they did not talk over each other and have two different conversations going on at the same time.
Well, they also talk about boobs every episode.
And yes, if Pinella could wrangle them into talking about things that weren't just common women... Small talk.
Hey, how's your? What's your favorite makeup? You know, like.
Yeah.
There's also a Tony P on YouTube mm-hmm. that has 71 subscribers, and he pops up. No, it's less. He pops up more.
That's weird.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's click on his username here. I just like. Hey, Icy, how you doing? No, we're not hearing this. Please don't play. So, episode 6: Attack Flies and Nips. Episode 5, Drunk People, Relationship, and Boobs! See, episode 4, Things Get Controversial and Sexual! Episode 3, Heads Up, with Unofficial Tony P featuring Mad Lizzie and Jay. By the way, I think that's the last episode before he started calling himself Tone. I believe in episode 4 it is with Tone. So at some point between 2 months ago and 1 month ago, he decided to no longer be Unofficial Tony P. Inappropriate topics, okay? And episode 2, conspiracy theories and music. So I guess 2 out of the 6 episodes are not boob related in the title. I'm sure there's boob discussion, but
yeah.
But anyway,
he's really going for that whole sexual clickbait kind of.
Yeah, he like you guys. Do you guys like boobs and don't know what Pornhub is? Click my podcast. I think that's what he's going for. Yeah, but there's a little free promotion for him since we just destroyed him for the last
railed him.
Yeah, for the last 10
railed
minutes
pretty hard.
But hey guys, how y'all doing out there?
Hey guys. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so I had a request to do this early in the show. So I'm gonna tell you about it and then just see what you think.
Okay,
so there's a streamer, he's a sub to us, he's in our stream a lot, his name's Ren TV. Okay. Uh-huh. You know him.
Yep.
There's a thing on his channel called Stream Boss.
Okay.
So it doesn't really do anything except it's a little box that has your username and your avatar, and it just says you're the stream boss. Okay, you have health points, and the health points are dependent on actions taken by the chat. So I think you start with 300, and a sub's worth 300 points. A bit is worth 1, so like 100 bits, 100 points. You know, 5 bits is 5 points, so on and so forth. And it continually drains the HP. So if you have 400 health, someone subs, the stream boss now has 100 health. The person who depletes it to 0 becomes the new stream boss, and they add 100 health to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you with me?
Sure.
Okay. So, I, Z-Swigs, was stream boss of his channel for a good 3 or 4 months. Like,
mm-hmm.
basically the entirety of his stream. And people would come in, they'd dethrone me for a couple days and say I'd go on vacation, I'd come back, boom, become stream boss again. All right, I was like strategically planning my resub announcements, because he's the only streamer I sub to besides us.
Mm-hmm.
He would make sure that my health would increase, not decrease. Okay? Because the catch is that the stream boss can't increase their own HP. So like if I'm down to 300 and I sub, it doesn't change. It doesn't go up to 600, it remains 300.
Mm-hmm.
So timing's important, because you want to get it you want to get it when someone's health is low, and then you take them over, okay? So what happened today is my stream boss was up to 1,000 XP. Okay, Ren's apparently, he's been doing great. My HP was down to 57 when I signed on today. Well, in order to dethrone the stream boss, you would have to just bid 57 bids. That's nothing. Nina Kay. Well, I was worried that I'd lose the stream boss to some rando, and then he'd have 1,100 HP.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and bought 100 bits on the Seth and Colby account and defeated Z-Swigs, and now Seth and Colby is the stream boss of Rin's channel. And I feel like we could take advantage of that because we're the boss.
What do we get to do as the boss?
I don't know, but I feel like we should pull up his channel and make him do things. We are the boss.
We could do that.
And I think he's playing one of your favorite games.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think he's playing one of your favorite games, man.
Oh, is he?
He is, man. I know you love this game.
Oh, yeah, it's a great game, man.
Get off the umbrella. Oh. Get right there. There you go. Oh,
hey,
you're
don't fall.
So see, we're up here. And we're already down in HP. Like, I can't see how much that says.
Hey, kid, grab
I think it says 966 out of 1,100. Uh-huh. So see, instead of Z-Swigs being dethroned by whoever decided to give some bits, all right, I... in my infinite wisdom, decided to make Seth and Colby the stream boss.
Oh, God, I made him rage.
All I see is 26,000 bits up there, man, donated by Z-Swigs. What are you doing with your $26, man?
Dude, those are all free bits. Every single one of those bits is free.
Wow. That's impressive.
Dude, I have a lot of time. Yeah. We can't see his face. This is the best part. We can't see his face. Like, he's covered up by us. Like, how Seth and Colby is this right now that he's trying to, like, we're stealing his content?
He's almost, right in line with us, though.
Thank you so much.
He's so close.
We're covering...
Oh, no, please don't do what you're doing.
Up your face. Move your camera so we can see.
Don't run out of space. Don't run out of space. Oh.
I think that's fair. We're the boss, right?
You can't
I mean, yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
You might mention that we are the boss.
Yeah, I'll turn off
or else
music.
He's just like...
I'm saving your eyes, boss. But... Oh, no. Okay, I can do that. Okay, so you're in the bottom left. Okay. Hi, I'm Bennett Foddy. Actually, here, hold on.
That's beautiful. He's just in the middle of the screen now.
Hold on.
I know that. So bad.
Okay, I usually watch Rin. He usually starts streaming in the last hour of my stream. Okay. So a lot of times I'll go and watch his stream when I'm done, which is why he's the only person I sub to. And he's also the person who's gotten my $26 worth of free bits. And the best part is that I usually watch him do show prep while I'm doing show prep. And he has been to this part at least six times since I've watched him.
Didn't I make it there? No.
No. You got close.
I watched the video.
You got close.
That's right.
But he has fallen all the way back to the bottom at least three or four times I've been watching.
Okay, my name is Diogenes.
Fall to...
That's the guy's name.
Fall to the bottom. What should we make him do, chat?
It's Diogenes. Stop being Diogenes.
What should we make him do, Chad? What should we do?
Doing what you're doing, Beanie. That's okay. Let's get over it.
Same. He's not the greatest at reading chat quickly.
No, I don't want to fall to the bottom. Please don't jinx me.
Okay.
So what you got to do here is you got to do this. Okay, not that. That's
our
not,
chat says to dab.
You're gonna so make me dab. Fall. Stop. Stop. You are going to jinx me, and I to dab. I'd rather get over it and dab. No, stop.
Fall or dab?
Wait, dab.
The choice.
Jeez,
that was the weirdest dab ever. That's the best.
Yours.
Okay, here we go. Watch this. This is master training here.
I mean, this is really impressive, honestly.
I'm a getting over it master. Oh my god.
There's a toilet.
Over it. No shit. I'm stuck.
I've seen this part of the game like three times in my life, dude.
No, you're not getting over it. I ran out of space. Dude, I am getting over it.
See, he's not reading chat. He needs to dab.
Draw a card right now.
But on the off chance that you're playing this.
Shut up.
Saying stop. Maybe it doesn't have to be approachable.
Someone said you might be interested in buying piglets that my pig recently gave birth to. Is this true, or is someone messing with me?
We love hogs.
We love hogs.
Thanks for adding that quote. I am rock hard right now. I needed that.
We have no room for
we love hogs.
Pigs. He's ignoring our dab.
Queen of swinging hammers.
Dab or riot?
Not there. Not there.
The best at swinging
dab or riot?
That's not true. No. Oh, no. I've made a horrible... Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Okay.
No, he's just
watch
ignoring
chat
the bosses.
Seth and Colby's chat.
Sweet, juicy fruit locked inside a bit of peel.
Who's
that's
what?
That's not how I feel about a challenge.
He didn't say anything. He just said Seth and Colby's chat, and then he just stared into space. Wait. As his soul left his body from what I imagine is the sucking sensation that comes from this thing.
All right, so see, this is where I might die. This is where...
Oh, yeah.
No,
okay.
Please don't ruin this for me. Don't ruin this for me. Please don't.
Let's just make the chat say Gungans real quick.
Let's just be...
Oh, my God.
Gungas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my... There you go, chat. You got a Gungas. Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh.
You fell, now dab.
I want to die.
Let's just wear him down until he dabs. We're the boss.
I don't even know what dabbing is. Is it this thing?
I just did it. He did it. That's technically doing it.
Hey, thanks.
It's like a half Hitler salute, half this. That's right, right?
Okay, bye.
Is this dabbing? Oh, no, you have to do this.
Dude, he's doing it.
This makes me want to cry.
Okay. I feel bad for the man.
Okay, bye.
Ah, dance monkey, dance.
So I feel like occasionally when we do the Thursday episode, we should probably stop by his stream as long as we're the boss and, you know, make sure we assert our authority so
right.
He remembers that we're the boss of the stream.
Yeah, that's why we don't have that feature here.
No, absolutely not. Although everyone in chat's our boss.
That's true.
You did say you would lick blinds for money, so.
I mean, that's money, yeah.
Hogs for dabs? Go, man. We'll send those hogs right over to Ren.
He loves them.
He loves hogs.
He loves dabbing.
He does. That man subs to this channel only for the hog emote. That's what he wants, man. If we ever change the hog, we'll lose a sub.
I know, right? I know.
I don't think he cares about this content. He just wants the hog.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
It's all he wants, but yeah.
Hey, it's a great emote.
It is a great emote.
Sub to us for whatever you want to.
It is a great emote. I think the best part of us leaving Ren's stream is that he said once we left, he'd quit. So that's part of why he asked us to come early. So, and instead of doing that at the very beginning of the show, instead we talked about tone again, which is a huge problem.
Yeah,
so, Ren, thank you for dabbing for us.
Man.
Our chat sent you hogs as a thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. And, he said, right, I was leaving because I was like, I got to go do my show.
Yeah.
I told him I was probably going to stream snipe you tonight, boss you around, like gave him a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, I'm going to keep streaming until you show up then. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait till the end of the show. It was like, what if I didn't ever show up?
He just keeps playing?
Like the poor man, like I had so much power over this man's sanity. Like, can you imagine what another hour of getting over it?
No.
Like, I watched him literally 30 minutes ago. I was watching the man,
mm-hmm.
and he looked so much less ragged than he did 30 minutes later. Probably because he was in the same place as he was 30 minutes
ago. That was a fuck spot. That was definitely a fuck spot. That doesn't look fun.
Do you still kind of want to play that game? I feel like you kind of want to beat it.
A little bit, but yeah. I mean, that's also because I went home and watched the speed run of it done in like a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, some guy was in Wrench chat earlier who did it in a minute 43.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I'm like...
They like totally just jump through parts that I didn't even know you could jump through.
Yeah, well, and they also do like things that take us 30 minutes in one hammer swing.
Yeah.
They're just like, whoop, all right, they're over it. And I don't understand, man. The guy had a golden cauldron. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, there's bonus content.
After you beat it 50 times,
in-game purchase,
you get a golden cauldron.
50?
50. He said he had almost 500 hours in getting over it.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that stupid?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh my God, dude. But he said he got farther than he ever got, and then he went back to where he was. So he beat it 910 times, Ren says. So, I mean, it's just, we're bad at games. Like, we make a joke, like, you're bad at games, and that's why Colby Plays Games exists. But compared to that person, we're all bad at games.
Mm-hmm. Who beat it 910 times?
His name was Zabba Dabba Doo. The guy's name in chat. I know that because Ren also did something that he thinks is hilarious, where he's now using clips from my stream of me yelling or saying stupid stuff
mm-hmm.
as his notifications for subs and cheers. Like, he played his cheer notification. Okay, like, look at this. I'm going to play it for you because I honestly didn't remember that I did this. Like, when he got a cheer notification, he's like, it's my voice, and I'm like, I have no recollection of this happening. And it's this...
Where is that?
It's this right here. Whenever he gets a new cheer, I'm not even going to show a video. It doesn't matter. It's this right here.
Drizzle right. That endorsement juice all over my face.
Drizzle that endorsement juice?
All over my face.
All over your face?
Like, whenever he gets a bit,
oh, man.
It says that. And now, whenever he gets a sub, it's this. May!
Dude, you have some of the best clips I've ever seen, though.
I don't remember the endorsement juice.
You should look at your own clips.
It worries me, man, that things just tumble out of my mouth.
It's what happens when you stream 5 hours.
Why would I say get that endorsement juice all over my face and then not remember that I said it? That type of stuff should not just be jiggling around loose up there and then tumbling out of my mouth in front of... 6 people while I stream. That shouldn't happen.
Well, it should happen. That makes a good stream, I think. I mean, if you're just boring.
I remember the May one that happens every day. Yeah, that May, dude. Oh, my God. That was literally, like, I told my stream that May yell was not fabricated. That was the rage monster. That's the Prius being in front of me. Oh, yeah. That's the I'm not hot.
No,
that is
like
the rage inside my body. There was a trap on the ground. I know you don't play Overwatch, but there's a trap on the ground. And you get in it, you get stuck for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a stupid idiot frog character, okay, who moves really fast.
Okay.
And Chris was playing the trap character, and she laid a trap in this perfect place, right at the top of this slope where you can't see it, and see a biggest thoroughfare into the objective, and knew the stupid frog guy who moves really fast was going to get trapped in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting, right there waiting for the man to get trapped. He gets trapped. Wall goes up. The second he gets trapped. I was waiting for 30 minutes. It was unbelievable. And it's our team's May. I got boned by my own team. And so that's what resorted in this. May! So. The endorsement juice won. I have no memory of whatsoever.
That's great.
Yeah, but so now anytime someone subs to Rin, that very loud scream goes off and he gets a heart attack. I don't know how he would feel if he had the foghorn like we do, because that foghorn is killer.
I think that's basically a foghorn.
No, foghorn's way worse.
No, it's
foghorn's
not.
Way worse. Someone donate $5 right now so we can hear the foghorn.
It's not.
Oh my God.
I think that's worse. You just randomly attacked by a fucking scream.
I think it's worse for you because you're so used to my screaming. But can you imagine if Rin gets like 10 subs in a day and he had to hear that, or his audience had to hear that? I've got to chase away every single person on his stream. Like, we just watched 5 minutes of his stream. It's the most chill thing ever. Like, even when he's like falling down to his death.
Mm-hmm.
From getting over it. He's still just like, oh, I hate us getting over it. It's the worst. I hate it. Like, he's got this, like, pent-up rage, but he never lets it out. And then I come in, aah! Like, and just scare everyone. Like, there's like, I love this guy. I like the content he provides. I'm going to sub to him. And then it's just my big, loud voice screaming. That can't be good for his channel.
That's great.
Now, I don't want him to change it, because I'm very flattered that he's chosen me to represent any type of monetary donation to his. Like this is not a joke. Sub notification, me. Cheer notification, me. Donation notification, porno clip. So, like, I'm happy to be in that, like, company. That's a good one. But like...
Rinstream sounds fun.
Dude, Rinstream's the best.
Why isn't ours fun? Ours is like a foghorn, and that's it.
Dude, our sub notification is
hard,
great,
though,
dude.
Yeah,
it's great. We can change the donation notification if you got an idea.
Oh, man. It just gets me. Rock hard!
Yeah, but that's our sub one, though. It's
Wait, donation? What's the donation one?
The foghorn.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, see, I don't know what to do either, but... I mean, honestly, we don't get that many donations, so...
No. Self-promotion. Donate.
donate.
He's $8 away from that sweet Twitch paycheck. I should have given. I gave him $5 today to hear his donation one because I'm worried that it's me. That's what I was worried about. Turned out to be a porno, totally fine. But I was worried it was me, and so I had to give him some money.
Oh, porno.
But I gave him 50 cents. 60
like
cents
what
today,
porno? So. Like just like a.
He told me this is what he described it to me as. It is about a man who's about to have sex with a woman, and then she pulls down her skirt, and there's a giant penis. And he, I think he goes, "Oh boy," or something like that. So.
Oh boy.
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Oh.
I mean, we could. Oh my.
It's this.
It's a YouTube clip.
It's on
so
YouTube.
It's probably safe, right?
Oh, my.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was creepier than I could have imagined.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
No.
Yeah, so that's what happens if you give him money.
I'm fine with hearing it, I guess, but hearing
you
it
see
and
it too.
Seeing that
you
face.
You see that.
He does?
Yeah, that's the notification.
That's wrong.
That's the notification.
That's wrong.
Yeah, his old sub used to be me talking sexy. With my face actually being on the stream, so I'm very glad he got rid of that, because not only is my voice going to drive away his viewers, but so will my face. Uh-huh. Okay? Like, he hosted us. He had some viewers. Hi, everybody from Rinstream. Say hello if you're here. Oh, it turns out they all left because of this face. Okay? Like, I know what I'm talking about. I know what this attracts, and it's insane people who like weird porno clips.
See this face?
I mean, this face is good. Although the eyes are like, yeah, Ren is here from Ren's. That's true. He got me.
He did get you.
He got me, man. I don't know. I just.
Can you take his face off the screen? Because I'm done looking at it.
Oh my!
Okay, we'll just pause it right there. That's even better, right?
I'm gonna stab you. I'm gonna stab you. It's so fucking terrible.
Hey, look, you're from Renstream, Aludian.
Illusion.
Illusion.
Illusion Z, motherfucker.
Dude, if his name's...
That one got me.
Okay, Morris Minor, he donated $5.
Thanks, Morris.
You're the best, man. Secretly, you're the best one.
It kills me.
What?
That noise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never... Even when I expect it, I don't expect it.
I didn't expect it.
Why do you have a sword right now?
I was gonna stab you!
Why?!
Because you left that face on for too long.
It's gone now!
Well, I know, but it took you too long.
Put the sword away. Morris, thank you for your $5 donation.
Yeah, man.
May! That's what he put in there as the donation command, so. Illusions? Illusions. Illusions.
Illusions. I lose my shins, man.
I think it's illusion.
I lost my shins.
Right? It's illusion.
Yeah, that.
Illusion.
Illusion.
It's like illusion, but with an S. H. An H, that's the letter.
Illusion.
Yeah.
Illusion.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question, and I need you to answer it honestly? Can you do that for me, man?
Hey, yeah, man, honest question, go.
Did you throw the vote for Colby Plays Games this week?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely voted Uncharted.
How many times?
I tried twice, but it wouldn't let me. It recognized my IP, and I was like,
I thought you
I
voted
was hack
from
it,
every device you had for Uncharted.
I just did it twice, technically, but it only let me once.
I think, okay, so, I'm an
people were in my corner, man. They don't want to watch me play that stupid-ass game.
Dude, they do.
Or they do, and they just don't.
It's the most popular game on Twitch, man. People want to watch
God,
it.
No one wants to watch
we're gonna
that.
We're going to get at least 3 or 4 new 12-year-old followers tonight. I'm
it's
very excited.
Fantastic. I'm so excited for that. Let me tell you how excited I am for that.
You don't need to. I know
if they have
excited.
Their mom's credit card, I'm very excited.
they all have Amazon Prime, man, because they're all stealing it from their dead aunt or however Ninja's got that thing worked out. But, yeah. The poll was way closer than I thought it would be, and I'm fairly certain that we drove Keep It 100, my dude, off the internet because of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's gone. Oof. Like, his Twitch account's gone. Like, he's out of every Discord that he was in with me. Like, Rin says that he's alive, because I asked him today. But, like, it's just ironic. Like, the major reason we were going to play Fortnite
was him.
Was because of him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been on the poll 5-6 weeks. He's been voting for it every week getting beat down. this week it was neck and neck, and I just remember when the last thing he said to me was, Fortnite's not going to win, and honestly, I don't even care anymore. And then that was like the last thing I remember him saying.
That man's obsessed.
Yeah, but he's gone.
It didn't win, technically.
It did win.
No, you chose it.
No, it's one vote ahead.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Did you vote for it?
Did I? No, I voted for Breath of the Wild. Every week I've been voting for Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is my Fortnite. I want you to play Breath of the Wild mostly because I love that game. And like Skyrim, you're going to play it and then despise it, and it's going to make me question my friendship with you. But
it'll be fine, man.
Yeah, I know. All of them are going to be fine.
I didn't dislike fucking Oblivion.
I think you gave it a 0 out of 10.
Nah.
I think you may have given it a 3 or something.
Yeah, man, it was fine.
It was fine. It's one of the greatest games of all time.
Well, I don't have hours to play games, man. I like zombies. It's quick. You don't you need an
it's
hour.
Quick. One of the longest
max.
Games we've ever played on this stream.
Yeah, an hour
zombies.
Two max, man. We played this entire game for 2 hours.
How far?
Yeah, that one was fun.
All right,
that
man.
One was way simpler to wrap my mind around because I
station button. Okay.
What's going on with my hair,
guys? That's it. What do you want to say, man? Any final thoughts? That's your. I've been playing video games for 2 hours here.
If you could put the time into playing the game. I, however, in 2 hours...
What is going on with your hair?
Killed a dragon. Know.
Yeah.
I laid on it in one try.
Yep.
And then died by a very small, small level enemy. 8 times?
Yeah, probably close to that.
8 times?
Yeah. I don't remember you dying at all.
Oh, I died a lot. Shows you how I game. But it wasn't bad.
How many hogs would you give it out of 10, man?
I'd give it like a 7 for like... lengthy play and 0.
See, a 0. You gave it. You gave it a 0.
What
did you rank?
I gave it a 7. Average out the 2, you get a 3 or 4.
You gave it a 0, man.
Gave it a 3 or 4, man.
It's Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest games of a generation.
That's actually it's shitty.
May! It's just it's so ridiculous, man. It's just. I don't know what people are doing with their lives, but they're watching me. So that's all I got to say. I mean, I appreciate y'all being here very much. I just...
I thought it was hilarious watching you hit that tennis ball into the fucking middle
dude,
of the pole
I hate
like 5 times.
I hate poles, dude.
That was hilarious.
I can't tell you. Like, my hatred of poles goes back all the way to Destiny when I was playing a 1v1 with Pinella, who I'm clearly better than, and I will stand by... I'm sorry, Tone, who I'm clearly better than. And what he would do is he would play at a level with a pillar in the middle, and he'd just run circles around the pillar every time I'd come at him, and I could never hit him because there's a freaking pillar in the way, and then he'd come up and shoot me in the back with a shotgun, and I wanted to die. I hate poles, dude, and I just got PTSD from that and that stupid turtle who was the thing. I mean, no one's going to know what we're talking about. But,
it's a clip on your channel.
It's
man.
A clip on my channel, but who cares? This is Seth right Colby. It's a Seth Colby show, man.
Hey, it Seth is, though. Show. Yeah, it is, though.
It's not about me. It's about us.
Is it?
So, talk about you, man. What's up?
I'm great.
Yep.
Doing great.
Okay, what else?
It's hot out.
Yeah, it is. Okay, anything else? What's been going on in your mind the last 5 days, man?
Conspiracy. Yeah. Been watching a lot of stuff on UFOs today.
Why are you doing this? You did this 3 years ago.
I know.
You were in conspiracies. Are you getting back into conspiracies?
No, I just love watching them and how serious the people are. Just talking about fucking nonsense.
Yeah?
Like, they know they're fucking lying, but they're just like... Oh, I believe it, man, until the day I die, I saw fucking things.
I don't think they do.
They do,
You
though.
Think they do?
Yeah. Anybody who signs up to be in a documentary that's going on the internet, who's voiced over by the chicken man from goddamn Breaking Bad. Los Pollos Hermanos.
What are you talking about?
He did the fucking voiceover for this one
that
I was watching. Yeah, it was weird.
That is weird.
I see. Thank you so
like he
much.
He doesn't need the money. Oh my god. I see.
So much.
She said, "Love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you back.
Right
and
back.
Thank you for your $5 donation.
Yeah.
It is much appreciated, you guys.
Yes, very much.
Yeah. Tonight we have each made $5 now.
Sweet.
So that's fantastic.
Sweet.
Because I need the money, and Colby likes to use it to pay for Spotify. So.
I do.
Yeah.
I also need the money. Because money.
I feel like Chris just fell down out there. Did you hear that? Chris, are you okay?
My leg.
I'm putting away the trash. I fell down.
She fell down.
I fell down on my leg.
That's what happened. He's like, I'm taking out
the trash while I'm on the floor.
Is there a reason you're crawling with it?
Crawling with the trash. This bag, it will not yield. Stop poking me with a hot dog poker. Get out of here. Leave. Shoo, I'm showtime. It's professional time.
Showtime.
I'm at work.
I'm literally.
Get out of here.
A channel you pay for. I'm showtime, bitch.
It's showtime. It's a professional broadcast.
It's showtime, yes.
It's a professional broadcast.
You are inhabiting the being of showtime.
Showtime.
That's my superhero name, dude. I'm showtime.
Yeah, man, I'm watching this alien documentary about this guy who's voiced over by Gilbert from Community.
Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also in Community too. Yeah.
He's also in Maze Runner movies.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I feel like he doesn't need money. And no one knows his name because it can't be pronounced. It's like Guillermo
Very odd.
It's like Guillermo Hernandez Urvestez Urmanestez Ubadab Ubadaka Los Polos Hermano.
Like, four of those were Spanish, two of those were, like, I don't know, African? Ubadawo?
I don't know.
That sounds African to me.
I've had Fireball now, it's all off the rails.
That's pretty Fireball. You had one shot of Fireball.
I hate everything about who you
had one.
This guy right here. This is
Giancario Esposito. Esposito's a pretty normal last name.
Giancarlo Giuseppe Alessandro Esposito.
Jesus Christ.
That's his full name.
That is a long-ass name, man.
I mean, he's a great actor. I feel like he's way better than UFO documentaries.
Yeah, he's on a UFO documentary. Yeah.
Are you reading his IMDb page right now?
No.
Oh,
I was spaced out. I believe my eyes were crossed. I can't read that tiny
ass text. I just saw you staring intently in this direction. I thought maybe you were reading.
No, I got hypnotized by aliens earlier, man.
You make me laugh, man. You're funny. You're a funny dude. It is so friggin' hot in here.
Oh, yeah.
So you only voted once for Uncharted.
Uh-huh.
Did you convince Brittany to vote for Uncharted?
No.
Okay. So when Just Dance is on the poll this week...
Oh, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna hack it.
Okay.
I'm gonna hack
it. We're taking next Thursday off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, we should probably mention that programming note, no show Thursday, which means no Coley Plays Games next week.
Correct.
But then the next week is our 100th episode.
Correct.
And Colby, to celebrate, will be playing Just Dance. No. Assuming that it wins the Coley Plays Games poll that I put up next week, which it absolutely will, because everyone wants to watch Colby play Just Dance.
I don't.
Yes.
I don't want to watch that.
Well, you don't have to watch it. You can close your eyes while you dance. Just feel it, man. Feel the rhythm through your bones and body.
I can't close my... I have to look at the
dance. No, just feel the rhythm, man.
Then I'm going to do poorly, because doesn't it matter?
Let me give you a bulletin. You're going to do poorly
regardless. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But how does it... does it measure you, or is it just you do it?
No, it definitely sees you, but
well, how the fuck is that working?
I think you put a phone up, and the phone camera watches you, and then it transmits over Wi-Fi to the system.
No.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
No.
Just say no. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
No.
Stop just saying no. That's how
you're
it works.
You're going to let the NSA see me dance?
Dude, I got news for you. We're streaming live to the internet right now.
Great point. Great.
But yeah, so Colby, I mean, you guys have to vote for the poll. You have to vote in the Colby Plays Games poll. And choose Just Dance. The options will be Just Dance, Uncharted 4, Fortnite. That's been on the poll so long. I can't. It's just in my brain. Dark Souls 3.
I'm playing Fortnite tonight, yeah.
Yeah, Fortnite's tonight. But next week, we're taking a week off. Not a week, just Thursday. We'll do both Sunday shows. But Thursday, we're going to take it off. And then the week after will be our 100th episode, which will be super fun because we're going to do our Power Hour, which is we take a drink of beer... A shot of beer once a minute for an hour.
That's not gonna
then
be that bad.
Colby Plays Games, which will be Just Dance. So the 100th episode will be stupid.
Talk about the time where I'm going to go to every single device I have and vote.
Yeah, you're going to have to. But everyone else is going to also do that because I don't think there's any way that Just Dance doesn't win.
Well, then we're going to rack up this poll vote.
I told my stream today that you'd go to like some Belgian botnet and just buy some bots to
vote
for other games.
I would not be opposed to spending actual real-life money on winning this poll. But then again, it's going to be on every poll from here on out.
Yes, it will.
So until, might as well just
until
get it
wins.
Done.
And you're going to be drunk from the power hour. You might as well just get it out. The biggest concern I have is you doing it for 2 hours.
How am I going to do this?
Oh, I don't know. That part's on me. You let me worry about that.
I'm not doing it in here.
We have to do it in here.
No.
I don't think there's another way. I mean, in theory, I could run a camera out there. I do have long enough cords.
Yeah, there's just no mic.
Well, I could rig up the wireless to work, so that would work, but someone would have to be in here running production, which would have to be me, I would guess, because there's no way anyone else could do this. But I could rig it up so chat's out there so you guys could see it, and Just Dance, gonna be okay, da-da-doo-doot and Just Dance. Spin that record, babe, da-da-doot and Just Dance, gonna be okay, da-da-da-dance, dance, just dance. Dude, I read that so flawlessly, man. That was so good.
You made it through that whole thing. I'm very shocked.
Dude, I'm so good. But yeah, I think next week, or 2 weeks from now, will probably be the best week for you to do Just Dance because you'll be drunk. But yeah, I'll figure out the logistics of it. It's going to be a nightmare to figure out, but I think I can do it. We did a live show once from a bookstore. All right, we can do this.
I don't even remember how we did that.
I do. We had a push cart with a laptop in it hooked up to Wi-Fi that we then pushed that around with a little microphone we had plugged into it. And then the camera was attached. It was this whole thing, dude. We were IRL streaming in 2007. I was literally telling my chat today, because I don't remember who it was. I think it was Ren, was like, I wish I started streaming when Twitch was small. And I'm like, dude, it's better to start streaming now than be like me and start streaming before Twitch was a thing and then quit during the period where you should have been streaming and then come back when the boat's already passed. Like, I showed up to the dock before the boat was there. It was like, no boat. All right, whatever. I don't even want to be on the boat. And then I decided 4 years later, I love the boat. And then I went back to the dock, and the boat's already at its destination on the other side of the dock. And I'm like, you know what? I'll swim. That's what my life was.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I bought a ticket, ripped it up, waited, and then swam there. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. So, time for a haircut, man. That's what Bird Law says. Your hair looks pretty good.
I'm letting it grow out, man.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to become Ren.
Dude, I would love that, man. Ren's got glorious locks, dude.
Oh, I know.
So, I think that's perfect. But yeah, for a programming note, that's the idea. No show next Thursday. Show's on Sunday. We're not missing a Sunday show, which I know you guys really care about from the amount of people who watch it, which is nobody. But Thursday night show, next week, not there. Week after, 100th episode celebration, drinking a shot of beer every minute for an hour, then Colby plays Just Dance, so... That's what's happening for our 100th episode. It's going to be fantastic. I'm pretty excited about it. Tonight he's playing Fortnite, and if you guys would like to play Fortnite with him, you could do so. If you're on PlayStation, if you're on PC, if you're on mobile, I think, you could play Fortnite with Colby. His username is FunkyBench.
When I signed up for the whole Colby Plays Games nonsense, Just Dance being a game...
Yeah, we
never crossed my mind.
You should have. It didn't cross my mind either.
Should have had
the man who we drove away from the internet. Keep it 100, my dude. I think is the man who added it, but I'm pretty sure Bird Law is very responsible as well for seconding the vote. I think I'm fairly certain it was that man, that bird lawyer, who was
got really instrumental. Tiny hands, man. He's got tiny hands.
Don't do that to him, man. No, he's got a complex about his hands.
Okay, I was meaning to reply to the Discord, but goddammit, his Rambo joke.
Yeah, it's not the first time his life's been compared to John Rambo.
Perfect.
I know, Birdlaw's got, he's got him down.
He's got those Always Sunny references down.
I know. Sometimes, like, I make Sunny references, and I'm
the
really
golden
worried.
Golden God.
Like I'm...
I am untethered, and my rage knows no bounds.
I don't know what SingStar is, but it sounds like it should be added to the list, Icy.
No. No. I'll dance before I sing. I'll die before I sing. We could play Suicide. Do you want to play that?
What's that?
That's where I commit suicide.
It's the only game you can play where you win
play that before
and
SingStar.
Lose at the same time.
Yeah, man. Nope.
It's the only one where you win is a game over screen.
Definitely not. Nah, for 100 concurrent active viewers at the same time, I'll play that.
Okay, so here's what it is. 12 concurrent viewers over a 30-day period, third show gets added.
Yep.
100 concurrent viewers over a 30-day period, Colby plays SingStar.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Shows you where my values are at.
I mean, I don't blame you, man. You're going to be licking those blinds. You better get rewarded for it. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, licking the blinds in this case is a metaphor for SingStar. But
mm-hmm.
Also, he will lick blinds for money if you guys decide to give money. What's your minimum for licking blinds?
It's got to be like 50 bucks.
50 bucks to lick the blinds?
Yeah, man. I don't feel like you dust those very
often. Oh, I haven't dusted those blinds since I moved in here, and that's been almost 3 years. So, those blinds are caked
in dust. That's 3 years of your ass dust floating around in here.
I can't with all certainty say I haven't rubbed my butt on those blinds, but I'm fairly certain I haven't rubbed my butt on those blinds.
I'm fairly certain you haven't done that either. Why would you do that?
Why do I do?
Like, everything else in here, I could...
Oh,
it's
I've
debatable.
I've been in this room naked a million times.
But the
100%.
Blinds, I feel like that's just too difficult.
Yeah.
Also, they could cut you. There's too many of them.
I don't think so. They're just regular blinds.
Dude, assholes rip like paper.
Tissue, like tissue paper, just bro. Like
tissue paper.
Not mine. Mine's tough. It's like rare steak. What am I doing? What does that even mean?
That's... Is it tough?
I don't know. We're describing
like
my butt.
Tough.
Can we not talk about
like,
it as a steak?
Like, well done is really tough.
Like, overcooked is tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, rare is like, I don't know, man. I'm not a meat expert. You're the meat expert. You're the one who eats meat all
That's
the time.
Why I'm saying fucking well done, man.
So you'll have to compare my butt to a cut of meat and then explain what it is.
I can do that.
What would you like? Well, I mean, you've seen it. What would you say it is just off the top of your head?
Oh, it's worse than burnt. It's like lava.
Wow. You're a great friend. Well, at least my butt doesn't look
like
a Wolverine, all right? Okay.
Hey.
Hey,
yours doesn't look much. Yours is like a balding Wolverine. Okay,
that's a great
that's
point.
Not
There's
better.
A lot of hair in the middle,
that's
but not on the
not
outside.
Better.
Because like, if I was in a room and I'm like, I can't find my throw rug, and Colby's over there laying on the floor naked, I'd be like, there it is. Oh wait, no, that's just Colby's hairy ass.
Okay, Ren, I've seen his butt. I don't believe I've seen his asshole full on.
No, I don't think you have.
But I have a picture of his butt.
I mean, we've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've seen his butt probably a dozen times. Mm. He's probably seen mine 6 dozen because I love to moon people. It's hilarious to show people my butt. If you're with me for more than 2 weeks, you probably have seen my butt.
Yeah.
Brittany, I don't know how she's escaped it so long, to be honest. I can't believe she hasn't seen my butt yet. It's due. It's time.
It's due. Good God.
It's very white. Very white.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to see my butt, what you do, go to Office Depot. Okay, get a brilliant white sheet of copy paper. Draw a black line down the middle. Stare at it. That's my butt. You've seen it. That's it. That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it looks like.
Welcome to Seth's butt.
Yep. You can just soak it in. This is not the topic of conversation I wanted to get on.
I didn't.
We transitioned from UFO stories to my butt. That's what happens when I drink Fireball.
Dude, UFOs are real, man.
I believe in
aliens,
do you not believe in aliens,
bro?
Man? I think aliens are real. Now, super intelligent aliens, probably not.
That's my get. Yeah.
But
like,
then again, like,
there's worlds
I don't know,
out
man.
There. The universe is huge. Yeah, there's
that's,
more life.
That's the thing.
But whether or not they have flying saucers with lights on them and look like the Roswell alien and came here and like.
That's the thing to me, though,
people,
is that like my whole.
I don't think so.
Our whole argument for there being UFOs.
Oh,
is
I
that
know
the
what
universe
else I watched
so,
today,
okay,
too.
This, let's just move on to
pyramids.
Whatever this is.
The pyramids, man.
Yeah, what about it?
They were power plants.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
Like a Tesla energy, kind of like wireless energy thing.
Okay, and what'd they do with it?
They powered Egypt.
Well, how come we haven't found any Android phones laying around then?
Because they didn't have phones.
Then what do they power?
Lights.
Electric whips for all the slaves?
Lights, man. They had like, they have hieroglyphs. Of a light bulb, basically, concept.
Okay, so?
So they had lights all night.
Okay, so?
It's also free energy.
Why do we care about that? That's a terrible
I
conspiracy
care.
Theory. That's a terrible.
That's cool.
Conspiracy theory is supposed to be like, John Wilkes Booth!
Well, see,
Abraham
no, this
Lincoln.
One is more likely of a possibility. It's not as like, oh.
Yeah, but like if someone came out today and I was like reading on BuzzFeed and they're like, Egypt had lights, I'd be like, that's cool, and I just move on. You
that's
know?
Cool?
Yeah, like.
That's like, that's 2,000 years before Jesus, man.
Who cares?
Edison's dumb then.
I think it's pretty proven that he stole most of his work, right?
From Tesla, who probably stole it from the Egyptians.
I assume if he stole it from everybody, if he stole it from one person, he stole it from everybody, right?
They like have steal nothing, or steal. Colby, nothing. Who has nothing? If you're talking about the Egyptians, they have stuff, and it's called electricity.
Dude, anyone who believes cats are a god cannot get my respect.
Period. Dude. Period. You don't want to fuck with a cat,
do
you?
I don't care. I don't care if Egyptians invented the buffalo wing. They don't get my respect if they treated cats as god, because cats are the worst. They're the worst. It's literally like, my hate list is like wasps, Hitler, cats. I hate it. It's like that order.
Cats?
Dude, cats suck, dude.
Well, yeah, they're not great.
They're
but
horrible.
They're not like Hitler bad.
No, Hitler's above cats. I put him there. The only thing worse than Hitler is wasps.
I feel like there's a lot of room in between cats and Hitler for worse things. ISIS. Fucking.
Nah. Cats worse than ISIS.
What?
Yeah, cats are worse than ISIS. They got more impassioned followers. Okay, people be like, cats are great. I love my cat. Well, your cat.
There are way more people trying to
you.
Convert you to cats than ISIS.
Yes.
Or ISIS.
Yeah. So you gotta count that as part of the horror of it.
That's true.
Plus, cats affect me personally, and as an American, I can only care about things that affect me personally. I just threw Hitler in there because it's a good thing to say because Hitler's bad. But in reality, I really don't like cats or wasps.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fire.
I get you.
Let's just keep it going.
But yeah, man. Don't tell Irrational any of this.
She has cats, yeah.
That's not fun.
She's one of those cat people, you know?
Yep.
Cat ISIS.
Cat ISIS?
Anyway, back to UFOs, okay?
Okay.
If UFOs exist, mm-hmm. my logic is the universe is so big, they would have to. Right? But if the universe is really so big, why couldn't intelligent life also exist? I think it's ridiculous to be like, we're alone. But there's probably some organisms out there because the universe is so big, and not be like...
Yeah, we're just too simple-minded, man.
Yeah, there's gotta be... I mean, I just think they're so far away that it don't matter.
Or they could be here.
Among
us. Say, man?
The lizards, dude.
Yeah, man, Obama.
Obama. Obama!
Alien man.
Dude, all the lizard people.
Fucking Mark
cats are awful, screechy, scratchy, staring, ugly things, dude. I could not have said that better myself. All right? I like Icy. She's things. Against Egypt and she's against cats.
Dude, what do you got against fucking Egypt, man?
I actually love ancient Egypt. I just hate their love of cats.
I mean, it's not one of their better features, but isn't wireless free internet? Or not internet.
Oh, they had internet too? Wow, dude. That's amazing.
Well, apparently they could communicate with like all the other places that pyramids exist. Like
Machu Picchu?
I think it's in like Peru and other places. There's some in Mexico and China.
Yeah.
And, they're all over, man.
Is Britt coming tonight?
Yeah.
Your mic is so loud. And my headphones are so loud.
I'm trying to listen to my mic.
Your mic doesn't produce sound, you dingus.
That's not how it works.
I've been drinking. How much have you had?
I was kidding.
I don't think you were. Space travel just isn't doable. The distance is the biggest problem. Now, nothing can travel the speed of light, but say if you can.
Okay. Nothing can travel the speed of light, but near it? Yeah, who's to say that there's not some motherfuckers out there who figure that shit out?
Yeah, well, and also, why can't you travel more than the speed of light?
Science, man.
Yeah, but
we're
science,
not light. It would stretch us too much. We're too dense of matter.
They used to say that, like, the Earth wasn't round, too, man.
Well, yeah, but
and then
that,
they proved
those
that
are
that
idiot
wasn't
people.
True. No,
nowadays,
those are the people currently that think that.
No.
I mean, back in, like, the 1500s, they thought the Earth was flat.
They're still idiot people.
No, I know, but back then they weren't idiots. That was just science. Remember? Don't you remember the Always Sunny?
Science is wrong sometimes.
Sir Isaac Newton turned out to be a bitch himself. You know, like that whole... That was in our intro that we used to play on this show back when it was professional, you know?
Science. Is a liar.
Exactly. Like, so why
not this time, man? It makes sense.
It doesn't.
It does.
Sure, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all a matter of perspective. All the people out there that think the Earth is flat.
Is gravity not a real thing?
To the flat earthers, they don't think so, man.
Well, they're idiot people.
They think the Lord is constantly pushing us away from him, and that's why gravity exists. Easter Band, if you type something out with / at the beginning of it, no one will be able to see it except for the stream. Not even you will be able to see it.
Huh? Like on a rewatch or something? Is that what he's talking about?
No, I just wanted to be like, prove it, because then he would do it and nothing would show up, and we could just continually be like, I don't see it, you're a liar, you know? I think that'd be great. All right, well, thanks for that helpful advice,
man. Oh, except the streamer, not the stream. just in general, the streamer. So it's like a direct message?
With something out with a backslash at the beginning of it. This ain't gonna work. Watch this. Hi. Unrecognized command. Maybe means the other slash?
Forward slash?
I don't know. Everyone in chat sees that.
I want to die.
Like, literally everyone in chat sees it. Eastern Bandit, that's fake news, sir. That's fake news.
Fake news.
That's fake news.
That was a good troll, man.
It's fake news.
It was a good troll.
Unless wormholes are more than just sci-fi, it is just not doable. You mean it did work? How do you know it did work? It didn't work. I see it right here in this chat.
But we're...
No, this is Z-Swigs. This is not Seth and Colby. I see it right here. I'm logged into this chat as Z-Swigs.
I got it.
See? Yes, can chat see this? Chat can see it. I can see it. Not the streamer.
Well, maybe this thing.
See?
Maybe this thing, though.
What do you mean?
Maybe it could see it. Maybe it doesn't recognize that command.
Dude, you're literally falling into the conspiracy theory put on by Eastern Bandit. He's probably sent from Egypt because he's from the East.
Dude, he heard my call.
Dude, 900 HQ. Well, yeah, but no one else in chat did. Ren, I'm the same. I'm the same as Morris Minor.
I'm telling you, man. Maybe it's just the Streamlab little streamy chatty thing that you got there, man.
I think chat's just dead.
Now we just got to dedicate time to it because I don't want to play Fortnite. Let's figure this out.
Is it because of mods? Can a mod see it?
I don't know. Hey, shut up. Do it again.
Okay.
I want to see if it pops up here.
Butts. It's right there on Colby's phone.
Ren, you little fucking troller.
Well, wait, you're also a mod.
Still.
Hold on. I'm going to unmod you. Unmod Newman Drums. I can't unmod you because I'm not the streamer. Isn't that... ironic.
Convenient. That was so loud because it was into my mic.
Unmod Newman Drums. This is counting into... okay, you are no longer a mod. Okay? Now.
Hold on. Let me go back
to it. I'm going to type butts.
Let me go back to it.
The butts. Okay?
I saw it. Again. I saw it again.
He saw it again, Ren. He saw it again. This is some weird troll. Ren's in on it. We got to ban Ren.
Eastern Bandit is with Ren.
It's this one, not this one? This is what I'm doing!
That's what he's doing.
Look! Can you see both?
I can definitely see these.
That's another guy's command because, you know... we can see it, Ren! What is he doing?
I don't know.
What plan is he on?
He's literally trolling us.
He's just trolling us!
Yeah.
We're dummies for falling into this.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta mod you again. There. I don't know what type of weird political agenda this backslash is pushing.
Weird bullshit power play you're trying to pull
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's a Pan-Pacific power play.
But the backslash is my territory.
I mean, Ren, we just looked at it on several chats. Colby looked at it as an unmodded phone chat. He saw it. I see it right here. It logged in as Z-Swigs. I see it. Over here, I see it. It's there, Ren.
Stop fucking around, Ren. Stop it.
And now he's running away. He's going to make food. He's running away from his destiny.
God damn it, Morris. You motherfucker. I, for a second, my face turned. No!
And you know what? Everyone else in chat is also trolling us by not telling us that they can see it. It's some giant conspiracy, man.
Motherfucker.
Here, I'll post my chat in the Discord and you can see... butts, hogs, boob, stuff you can't see. That's what he posted in our chat.
So, Ren, you say that you're typing this, and then once you hit enter, you don't see it come up in your chat. That's what you're saying. So, I'm waiting for the screenshot. And don't you dare use Photoshop.
If it's the hog photo, okay. I don't know, man. I mean, it's not in his.
Maybe.
So then why is it in your chat, man?
Maybe because it just didn't load the fact that I wasn't a mod then. But he's a mod. So it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, if he's a mod, so he should be able to see his own messages.
Right. Yeah.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
I don't know, man. That's
what's
weird.
Happening?
We found a bug.
Dude. I just want to know... This is going to ruin my day. I don't know if I'm being trolled. I can't see your rip boogie. Okay, Morris is definitely trolling.
Yeah, that's...
He didn't even put a slash in there. He's just saying it to troll us. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to let it slide because he gave us $5 tonight.
He could do that. I don't know what's happening. I didn't know this was a thing. That is doable.
Guys, we're the Seth and Colby Show. Thank you for watching tonight.
Yeah, man.
If you're new here, we do two shows a week, once on Thursday nights, one on Sunday afternoons. Hit the follow button. It's totally free if you like hilarious yelling and content and stuff and things.
All right.
On Thursday after the show, which is coming up very shortly, Colby, this man right here, plays a video game chosen by chat. All right?
That doesn't happen.
This week, the chat finally chose Fortnite. For some reason,
it's not even here to see it, man.
It's just like our chat, by the way, to wait till Fortnite's kind of dying out of the popularity to make us then play it.
I don't want to play it, man.
We play five or six games that are 10 years old, and then we decide to play Fortnite. You're going to play it.
It's going
to
be shit.
And you're going to do voice chat with children, and I can't wait.
Can I just play Getting Over It again?
No, you cannot. That wasn't chosen.
Cuphead again?
No, but just remember, you get a break next week, and then Just Dance, man. It's going to be fine.
I hate that.
Maybe you're a Fortnite god, dude. How do you know?
I know.
You've never played Fortnite, have you?
I know.
Have you played Fortnite before?
I know.
Have you played Fortnite?
I know, though.
Yeah, but have you played it before?
But I know, though.
Why you keep saying it? I feel like you're wait, is everybody... Am I in a Twilight Zone episode?
Yeah. Aliens came, man. I'm a fucking alien.
You paid Easter Bandit to come here, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's one of your Belgian bots you're going to use to make sure Just Dance doesn't win.
Yeah. No, that's a thing. Definitely.
I see through the lies of the Jedi. That's all I'm saying,
I've seen through the lies of the Jedi. So from my point of view, it's a 9.
What? I don't get it.
It's a prequel meme, man.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. If you're here on Twitch right now, don't leave. We're going to go back. We're going to go away for 3 or 4 minutes while we switch over scenes. Colby goes pee, and we change to Fortnite, which Colby will play in a hilarious fashion. It's not going
to
be like if you've never seen Colby plays games. I see Rip Boogie Ren. It's going to be like Colby plays games. Okay, if you've never seen it before, what he does is he hates his life and it's hilarious to watch. It's not going to be like a ninja stream or, you know, it's not going to be like a Tim the Tap Man stream where someone's playing games and taking it seriously. It's more going to be like Colby doesn't know how to move.
Yep.
He doesn't know how to shoot. He's going to die a lot, and we're going to make him talk to children, and it's going to be great. So you want to stick around, and you want to watch it. If you can't watch it, or if you listen on iTunes, Google Play or Stitcher to the audio version, first of all, let me ask you why. And second of all, they're on YouTube.com/SethandColby. What is Colby? We're in a show right now, man.
I know. I just wanted to see. Our mic levels are at the exact same.
No, look at the gains.
That's what I looked at.
Okay.
And it's a lot higher.
Yeah, your gain is to the moon.
Yeah.
That's because I talk up on my mic, and you talk back here on
Well,
yours.
Maybe I'd talk up on my mic if it wasn't this loud when I talked up on my mic.
You would not.
I wouldn't.
You would not. I know you. I know how you do it. Blue is playing Fortnite. You're hope she sniped. Oh, dude, we might have to get Blue in there to play with us. Okay? Colby will also be playing with listeners, I guess. Sure. But anyway, guys, we're gonna go away for a few minutes. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to play Colby Plays Games. He's going to play Fortnite. So, again, if you're watching on the iTunes or listening on the iTunes, YouTube.com/SethandColby is where you can find all the episodes, the video, including the Colby Plays Games, and our entire 100-episode back catalog are there. Okay? So go check it out. If you're new here, thank you for being here. Thank you guys for the donations tonight.
Thank
we appreciate
you
that.
You are the best.
Yes. We're going to come back in 5 minutes, those of you who are on Twitch, probably a little less, with some hot Fortnite action.
Yay.
Colby is super jazzed about it. So it's going to be fun.
So
we'll see you then. Thank you for hanging out tonight.
Myself.
If you're heading out, we appreciate you being here. Otherwise, stick around, dudes. We'll be back shortly with some Fortnite action. We'll see you then, dudes.
Bye-bye.
BRB.